Broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Business Radio X. I'm Mike Sammet, along with my co-host, Stephen Julian. Deja vu, Stephen. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing wonderful. We have got a great show lined up today, and just having met some of the guests and knowing them a few ahead of time and knowing their personalities, I have a feeling it's going to be a fun show today.
We're going to have a great time.
Our guest today from Legal Shield, it's Nanette Fryman. From Freeland Painting and Construction, your friend, Doug Ireland. And from Reinvent Yourself Seminars, Marie Fratoni. Making sure I'm getting all the names right. I actually did it right this time.
Well done, Mike. Well done.
We are off to a great start. So here we go. Our first guest is Nanette Fryman from Legal Shield. Nanette, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Tell us all about Legal Shield, what that is, and what you do.
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you so much, both of you, for having me on the show this morning. Legal Shield is actually a 40-year-old company, and I'm lucky enough to represent them. They're most known for their legal plans and their identity theft coverage, where we provide plans. Colleagues like myself across the country, we provide legal plans to business owners for the entity, employee benefits, and also personal plans for families and individuals. Most important, and really what the hot topic has become, is the area of identity theft. And what can people do about that? So, overall, legal plans and identity theft coverage.
All right. Well, you brought it up, Nanette. Legal identity theft and what people can do about it. What can folks do about it? Because a lot of folks just feel like, oh, it's not going to happen to me. But if it does happen to you, it can be a pain in the rear end.
You got it. And you know what? People think, we often think we can protect ourselves from the crime. However, we can't. It's a crime you can't stop. It will happen. And here's what I want you and your colleague to know. Think about all of the places over the last 20, 30, 40 years of your life your information's been provided. Maybe medical records. If you've bought or sold a car, bought or sold a home, all of our information is out across the universe, right? So when oftentimes people will say to me, you know, Nanette, I shred my records and I keep everything really secure and nobody can bother me. Or once in a while, I'll come across somebody that says, my credit is lousy. Let them steal my identity. Well, you know, really, our identity, our personal information is about our names, our birth dates, our social security numbers, our driver's license records. So if you're like me, and this past year I won't say how many, but I did get a few speeding tickets. And lucky for me, I didn't get carted off to jail. Because, you know, what if somebody actually stole my identity, my driver's license, and that officer said to me, Miss Fryman, I need you to step out of your car. And, of course, I'd say, why? And they'd say, well, there's a warrant for your arrest for drug trafficking in Minnesota. Me, I'd say, I don't even know where Minnesota is. <You know? laughs> And they really wouldn't laugh about that. However, our information, again, is all across, databases across the country. And we don't have access to databases or medical records. You know, you think about it, you go to the doctor's office and you have to sign off on HIPAA releases so that your information can get passed on to the insurance companies, to other doctors. But yet, if we have a problem with our medical records, can we really go back in and, you know, make changes to our medical records? We can't. But think about all those people in the offices that have access to our information.
You know, so if ID theft is something that we can't necessarily stop, then how does Legal Shield help?
Well, you know, like any good insurance, while this is not an insurance product, so thank you for asking, Julian. There are coverages that are available. You hear about a lot of coverages on the radio, maybe through your bank account, through your credit card. The coverage and the company that I represent, Legal Shield, they offer an identity theft product. Here's what's important, is that any identity theft coverage you have, who's doing the resolution? If you're a victim of driver's license or social security identity theft, any type, who is going to do the resolution? Are you calling a 1-800 number, or do you have a private investigator that's working on your behalf to resolve the issue? So with Kroll, who works with Legal Shield, one of the largest risk management companies in the world, they have private investigators all over the world. Our product covers the U.S. And what they will do is actually, if you're ever a victim, so it's like insurance, works on the back end. The private investigators will go to work on your behalf. So you don't have to take time away from your life, your family, your work. They will resolve the issue and amend your records. So does that answer your question?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, when we think of identity theft, Nanette, a lot of times we think of our personal identity theft. What about business owners? Is that something they should be concerned about as well?
Mike, you're good. You have good questions.
I've done my research. I actually have some questions here. Yes,
have done your research.
You know, they say if you fake it till you make it. I'm faking it like I know what I'm talking about.
You do. You're very good.
Thank you.
So you know what? Yes. Should business owners be concerned? Absolutely. And here's why. They're family people, aren't they? They have as much to be concerned about on their own personal interest. Regarding the business, I can only help them in some legal arenas. I don't have a business identity theft product, but what you want to be aware of, maybe it's a medical practice and the employees are handling personal information of clients. How is that information being handled? So that's a separate conversation, and yet I don't have a product, but I do have some contacts that I could put business owners in touch with regarding the identity of the business. But as a human being and as an employer of people, it would be important that I have the opportunity to speak with business owners regarding identity, their identity, protecting their identity, and what they could do on the back end if there is an issue.
One of the statements that you showed me earlier, we're giving away all our secrets right now on the show, Stephen. One of the statements that you showed me earlier says, what you think you know can hurt you, which is pretty interesting. What does that mean, what you think you know can hurt you? Normally, common sense says what you don't know could hurt you, but you believe what you think you do know can hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Actually, it's something I alluded to in my opening statement. Oftentimes, people think that they don't have to worry about identity theft. It's a crime that's not going to happen to them. For instance, yesterday, a friend of mine, their car was broken into. They knew about it immediately. The window was broken. It was obvious. With identity theft, while people think they may not be a victim, sometimes you may not know it for 3 months, 3 years, or 10 years, until you get a tax bill in the mail, or your child gets a tax bill in the mail for a job they never had, and the IRS is coming after them for tax monies. So while people think they know, we really don't know. And it can hurt you. It can hurt you tremendously, cause you time, money, stress, years of travel, expensive legal bills. So I think a lot of people assume that they're okay, and they're really not.
We're talking with Nanette Freiman from Legal Shield. Nanette, let me change subjects for just a little bit. Here on Gwinnett Business Radio, we talk to a lot of business leaders. One of the things we mentioned in your intro was benefits on the business front. So I'm a small business owner. How can Legal Shield help me on the benefits side, which is a huge topic, and it seems like benefits seem to be shrinking. How do you guys counter that?
Yeah, thank you. I work a lot of, most of my work is with the small business owner from the 5 to 50 person. Mm-hmm. I can easily work with a 500 person employer. I offer this across the country, all types of industries, as a no cost to the business. So that's key today. No cost to the business, employee benefit. And when people have legal or identity theft issues, they're going to take either time off of work, calling in absent, calling in with a health need, or they're going to be on the phone at work trying to resolve their issues. So I know myself, as a former employer of many years, whatever I could do to help my employees, help their lives, help them be happier in life, really resolve their personal issues, which help them be better employees and more loyal employees. So I think the key is when we can find coverages that will help our employees increase retention, increase loyalty, decrease absenteeism. And that's what Legal Shield can do, because it covers the entire family, the employee and their family, helps them to become a better employee for you at work.
And those coverages would be around the ideas of identity theft for the employees and also their legal needs that they might have?
Exactly. Legal needs, like everybody needs to get a will, but so many people don't because of the cost. Well, we can provide that. If somebody is as fortunate as I was, like I said, with the moving traffic violations, we can help them with that. You know, the day-to-day things that we all face, it could be a credit issue. It could be a neighbor issue. It could be a situation where somebody simply doesn't get their rental deposit back. Our attorneys will help your employees and our members with those type of situations.
So typically, again, in layman's terms, and I always joke with Stephen and you know our guest that I'm, you know, it's like a fifth grader over here. You got to simplify things for me.
Wait. The last show, I think it was a third grader. Have you graduated a little bit?
I've gone up a little bit.
Well done. Because of your great questions that you're asking.
Yes.
Morning. Well done.
Nanette has built me up to a fifth grade level. So I am smarter than a fifth grader, or soon shall be, thanks to Jeff Foxworthy. Anyway, we've gone off on a tangent again. Obviously, there's always need for legal services, but a lot of folks can't afford typical legal services. So this is a nice way to have some legal representation or someone you could talk to or some advisement, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Correct.
I don't think we've gotten into the idea of rates. And I mean, how much money are we talking? I don't know if you can get into specifics or generalities here. So people, potential customers or clients would have an idea.
Yeah.
And also the breadth of the different types of legal services that people should be taking advantage of but don't because of the cost. What do you guys offer?
Yeah. Thank you. You know, you guys really are thorough.
We've
done
this. It's not our first rodeo, you know.
He's a fifth grader and I just graduated from kindergarten, so we're good.
You play well together. Very good. To give you an idea, our coverages, whether it's a business coverage or a personal family plan, includes everything from phone consultation, document contract review, phone calls and letters, will writing, as I said, motor vehicle representation, traffic situations, representation in court if you're ever sued. And you know, the plans, I've got plans from $17 a month to about $100 a month, but here's the value. Think of 1.5 million to 2 million people paying into a system like we do our car insurance, our homeowners insurance, so we can provide our clients with top attorney firms across the country. All of us paying into a huge system, all of us paying in a little bit. And remember this, I'm your representative, so I'm your advocate. And I want to know, not only do you understand your coverage, are you using your coverage? Again, for those day-to-day things, maybe you're thinking about starting a business. Maybe you're thinking about adding a second office to your business, multi-state. I want to talk with you about those things. I want to be your advisor.
So once we have that membership, you don't disappear. We still have you.
You got me for life, baby.
And it's a little bit of a paradigm shift, because I think when people think of legal and people think of identity theft the same way, probably they think, what can I afford? Or, you know, and they almost do the minimum because that's all their budget can allow. But by paying into the family, if you will, you're almost encouraging them, take advantage of all the resources that are at your disposal, and your payback will be way more than what you put in. Is that the
Absolutely.
Paradigm shift you guys are going for?
Absolutely. I've been a customer for 13 years, and I will tell you, I've never paid a dime out of pocket because the coverage is that generous. And there are ways to actually talk with the attorneys, ask for options on how to use the coverage, so that you might even, if you're concerned financially, you might even do a little bit of the work with their guidance. Through, like I said, the phone consultation, document review, that can help you save a lot of money. But there again, like with any representative in any industry, whether it's a health insurance person or your car insurance person, you want them to teach you what's in your coverage, how to use it, how to get the most out of it, and are they in touch with you on a regular basis so they can be your advocate. And yes, Mike, you do have me for life. And Julian.
Well, thank you.
Real quick question, I guess, obviously, for those that want to find out more information about all the services, I assume there's a website they can go to. Tell us about that and how they can reach you.
Thank you. Best way to reach me locally here in Atlanta, and I work with clients across the country. Local telephone number is 770-393-8290. Again, 770-393-8290. Website, or actually, why don't you just email me directly? That might be the easiest. At NS Freiman, that's NSFREIMAN, bellsouth.net. And certainly here at the radio station, I think there'll be something on your information as well, won't there?
Absolutely. When you go to Business Radio X and you go to the page for this show, we'll have information with those phone numbers and that email address. So it'll be there as well.
Perfect.
She's good.
Yeah, it's not her first rodeo as well. Nanette, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Hey, I appreciate being with you guys. Thank you so much, and I'll be talking
to you. I know we could talk a lot more, so we'll have to have you come back to some other time. Nanette Fryman from Legal Shield. Now joining us on Gwinnett Business Radio is Doug Ireland with Freeland Painting and Construction. Doug, thanks so much for your time this morning. Tell us all about your company, Freeland Painting and Construction.
Well, thanks for having me. Freeland Painting and Construction, I started the company in 2009. We do residential and commercial painting, roofing, gutters, siding, and windows. So we service clients from both the residential and commercial sectors, and mostly in painting. About 75% of my business is painting services, but we also throw in a few extra things from the roofing, and siding, and wood repair. We've been growing steadily. We work here mainly in the Gwinnett area, but have truck will travel. So we're definitely doing well and looking forward to growing more so this year in the commercial realm. Last year we started getting into a lot of commercial properties, doing public shopping centers, Kroger shopping centers across the greater metro Atlanta area. And I'm hoping to grow that more this year.
Doug, in painting and construction, your industry is a little unique in that it there's a wide breadth. You have, you know, the guy you said have truck will travel, but you have the guy with the, you know, 81 Datsun truck that have bald tires and he's just got one paintbrush and he does painting, all the way up to, you know, so what sets
I
you
like
guys
to refer, I like to refer to him as Chuck in a truck.
Chuck in a truck. There you go. So what sets Freeland Painting and Construction apart from the competitors?
Professionalism. I view what I do as a business first, and not as a paint job. So when we started in 2009, interesting, you know, as a small business owner, and a lot of people can relate to this. When I first started, there was a great number of construction workers out of work with the economy crashing, and a lot of men that had put ladders in the back of their trucks and started their painting business or roofing business. Roofing was hot at the time, actually. And we strove very hard to set ourselves apart from those guys, because I figured as the economy started to grow, things would shake out. People would go back to work for you know, other builders or whatnot. And I really wanted to create a business. So what we've done in terms of servicing the client from start to finish, and our presentation, and our follow through, is what has set us apart from the start, and hopefully to into the future as well.
One of the big stories, Doug, over the last handful of years, of course, has been the housing market and where that's gone and where it's going now. Folks now, it seems, are staying in their homes much longer because they've lost a lot of value in their home, so they want to get that equity back, so they stay there longer. So I would think, as a result, they got to keep it fixed up and so forth. That would help your business somewhat.
Absolutely. Perfect analogy. In fact, what I recognized in 2009, and I don't typically look back on things that I've done and said, wow, that was brilliant, but I don't know how I came up with the idea, but somehow I did. I realized that, you know, with the housing market in a slump, new housing that is, that people were staying where they were, and people still need to maintain and want to maintain or fix up and you know, make their houses even nicer. So I tackled and went after that market specifically. We have not pursued anything in new construction, either on the residential side or the commercial side, because the repaint market and the rehab market is what I've been after and what I've wanted to do since its inception. So it's been good, and you're right, people are staying in their homes, they're fixing them up.
So Doug here on Gwinnett Business Radio, and by the way, your brilliance, I guess, gives him at least a seventh grade education, so he's smarter than you and I put together, Mike.
I beat you guys up in the playground.
So here on Gwinnett Business Radio, we like to talk to business leaders. You've mentioned commercial a couple of times. I think that might also, in the future, and already, I think you would probably say that that's been a brilliant move as well, because Chuck in a Truck deals mostly with houses, you've kind of really developed a nice niche and gotten a good name in the commercial sector. So if I'm a small business owner, or what business owners are you targeting, are you going for? What are the needs when it comes to painting and construction in the commercial field?
Needs in the commercial field, relationship building, I think, is first and foremost. And what we've been fortunate with in terms of growing our business is building those relationships slowly through time. And Stephen, as you know, a big part of my success has been through the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce, and the reason why, and Nanette knows that too, because we've done a lot of networking down there. You meet people face to face, you get to know them, you trust them. It's not like putting your advertising dollars into online things or regular paper advertising or billboards or whatever, where people see you. Seven times, I think, is what the minimum is before they remember you, and then they end up calling you. They still don't know who you are. They've just seen your image blasted across different media formats. But when you go down to Chamber of Commerce and you meet people face-to-face, you build those relationships. And eventually what that's done is my network has grown to where we start meeting people who run facilities maintenance groups or actually are property management companies, and hopefully eventually I'm going to start meeting the property owners as well and going directly through that. But that's what we did last year, is close two accounts. That was it. And we've done a dozen jobs, large-scale jobs, through those two relationships that we've built. And that's been key to the growth.
We're talking with Doug Ireland with Freeland Painting and Construction. Doug, is there maybe, in the years that you've been doing this now, is there maybe a project you're most proud of, or one of your more memorable projects where you it really just shone and just the finished product was just so wonderful and it's just a great story to tell? Something that just kind of stands out over the years of doing this?
I built a pergola in my backyard about 3 weeks ago. I'm very proud of that.
I actually saw it.
I
couldn't have done it. So
I did it
nice.
Myself. I didn't pay my crew to do it, and I'm very proud of it. Now, I would say recently, about 2 months ago, we finished up on a Kroger project. It's the largest single project that I've done in my business. That single project, if you go back to 2009, represented half of my entire first year of business in terms of volume level. But it was huge. It was huge. The whole front of the building, the whole backside of the building, the parking lot, all the signage and everything, just took care of the entire project, start to finish. Knocked it out of the park for them. They love us.
As you grow now, where do you see yourself in 5 years? What are your plans for your company?
I would love to see us continue steady and slow growth. As much as I would love to, do about 100 times the business that I'm doing right now, I know that it would snuff me out if I grew too fast, so I just want to continue on this path that we've created. Slow growth, but continued growth, slow and steady wins the race kind of philosophy, and continue to reach out to the community and be not just, a small business owner, but a business leader. I mean, and that when we talk about that, we throw those words out a lot in business, but it's important to me that, that we observe that. And part of that is, it may sound a little corny, everybody says giving back, but my philosophy is a giver's gain attitude on business, which is you don't really receive your best customers unless you've given of yourself first. And that's part of my philosophy going down to the chamber and bringing business into the room for me, for other small businesses. And if we lift them up, they lift you as well. Another cliche little line I like to say is that when the tide comes in, all the boats in the harbor rise together.
One other question. You kind of said it very quickly at the beginning. I want to focus on it because the name of your business is Freeland Painting and Construction, but that "and construction," beyond just Chuck in a Truck or Doug with a brush, and I know Doug doesn't do the brush. He runs the company and does the sales and oversees it all. But focus a little bit on that construction part. What are some of the other things?
I'm also the janitor.
What are some of the other things you do to that people might not think about when they just look at the name Freeland Painting?
So this is a funny story, actually. Freeland Painting and Construction is a catch-all phrase for me because I wanted to have about four or five services. I don't want to do everything. We're not handymen. We don't do kitchen and baths and basement build-outs and large-scale stuff like that. We focus on painting, roofing, gutters, siding, and windows. But I didn't want to, you know, for purposes of fitting that on my logo on the side of the truck, I didn't want to call myself Freeland Painting, Roofing, Gutter, Siding, Windows Company. So we went with And Construction as a little catch-all, but focusing on painting as our number one service.
Well, it was a little bit of a setup question because you talked a lot about relationships and networking, and I think as I've networked with you and as I've known you for a few years, I think one of the things you've done very well in your business is that And Construction has allowed you to really develop some solid relationships with some other very highly professional people and businesses, and then that has helped your network. And so you, when you bring someone that you've networked with and you've seen their work and you can recommend them, yeah, it's another person, but you're bringing them to the table and
yeah,
your client
well,
trusts them.
It actually gives me first right of refusal on jobs because when people trust me and they'll say, well, Doug, that guy's got a construction company. So they'll call me on things and they don't know for sure if I actually do it. And then, you know, the truth of the matter is if I'm slow right now and you bring your basement to me, I just might, you know, do your basement for you. But, you know, when we get busy in the summertime, we stick to painting and roofing mostly. But what that's done for me is helped me kind of be broad when I need to be and focused also when I need to be. Because if you get too spread out, and this is coming from Jim Collins, good to great, you know, being focused and keeping to what you do best. So I have avoided, as I've grown my business, getting too spread, you know, spread too thin and accepting just any old job that comes down the pike. And I do refuse things and tell people, I'm sorry, we just don't focus on that or we can't do that, but we'd love to paint your house or your shopping center if you happen to own one.
Steven's been concentrating on the construction questions. I want to go back to a painting question real quick. Obviously, one of your biggest competitors would not only be the Chuck in the truck, but the do-it-yourselfer guy at home, maybe someone like myself. If we took money out of the equation, because obviously you could save money doing it yourself, but let's say money's not a problem, what would you say to that person that's thinking about just buying a bucket of paint and doing it themselves? Why should they maybe hire a professional to do the painting instead? Again, if money is not
an
issue.
Safety, number one. You know, we're talking about getting on ladders, and I don't know where I heard this statistic. It'll sound true when I say it.
80% of statistics are made up.
Yeah, exactly.
That was just made up, by the way.
I think so.
Really?
I think the number one cause for emergency room visits for men over 40 are falling off ladders.
Really?
Yeah. For sure. It's crazy. I mean, I've gotten to the point now I don't even like to put up Christmas lights, you know. I just don't want to be on ladders anymore, which is, this is funny. This is a construction guy saying this. But I think the men that we employ to do that stuff, that brings a huge value. That and we're insured very heavily.
You just make sure the people you hire are under 40 as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Helps your odds.
Or former circus performers who have no problems with heights.
Without breaking any laws, yes, we only hire under 40.
So safety, of course, is a big thing. And it's just the matter of the fact that this is what you do day in and day out.
Exactly. We're good at it. And even if you fancy yourself as a handy person, which many of us are, and what I'll tell someone coming into the house, I'm like, look, let us paint the stuff that's important and big, the great room. It's 18 feet tall with the grand ceilings and all the intricate details. Paint your daughter's bedroom. That's an easy do-it-yourself project on the weekend that you can tackle and not get too much over your head. But if you're going to paint the whole entire house, you want us and you need us. I've got a perfect story. A neighbor of mine down the street who tried to do the exterior of his home himself. And 3 months into it, and I felt so bad for this poor guy, you know, every time I passed by his house and he was up there, and I was like, man, he should have called me 3 months ago, and he finally called me. And what it took for me to finish up what ended up being about the last 10% cost him about 50% of what it would have cost if he'd just called me back in the spring, you know. And I didn't tell him that because I didn't want to make him feel bad, but that was the truth. And he should have just paid me to do it from the start. He would have saved his back, saved his entire summer, you know.
Well, and Mike, you said if money were not an object, sometimes time is money. I'll throw a cliche out there, Doug. Time is money. And so if it's a big enough job, you can definitely show the cost as well as the value and the professionalism and the quality.
Well, and a typical, family household that's, you know, from the $200,000 to $500,000 range in price point, we can get a job like that done in 3 days, 4 days. at the most. And it's doing this on your own is just absolutely, it's saving money, but it's also, like you said, I mean, it's a huge time investment. We have people, lots of people that we can put on those jobs and get them done quickly. So I think that's a big value, safety, time.
Professionalism. And something that Doug said that I never thought about is, you know, even if you are that do-it-yourself guy and you have that pride, you know, let the professionals come in and do the great room and the rooms in it where a lot of the people or visitors will see, and then you can do, you know, your bedroom, kids' bedrooms, and so forth.
And we want to save our customers money. Trust me, I understand. I'm a do-it-yourself guy. Like I said earlier, I just built that pergola. The actual full story on that is I rented a machine to rip out the patio because I was going to do the whole thing. And at the end of the day, with my neck hurting, because I don't know if you ever rented one of those machines, it's very jerky, and I don't know how to do that. It's the first time I thought it'd be fun, you know. It ended up not being fun
at all.
That's
how most do-it-yourself projects begin.
And then he got on a ladder. And
my backyard was a muddy mess, and I finally called up some landscapers, some hardscapers, and I was like, you got to help me out with this. And they came and gave us a quote, and it was way more money than what I originally thought I could get away with doing it. But I also realized that I was going to take me 3 months myself if I kept on doing it.
And they might have said, if you had called us at the beginning, it would have,
it would have saved you 50%.
I seriously would have probably saved about $700 because right. After renting the machine, filling it up, and going back and forth, and doing all the things that I did, and plus they had to fix my mistakes. You know, the muddy. I mean, it was a disaster.
So Freeland Painting and Doug, they do painting, they do construction, but they don't do landscaping.
Don't do back patios.
Well, I mean, if you're looking for a good laugh, give me a call. I'll come over and I'll take care of your back.
All right, for those folks that want a good laugh, or the ones that are more serious and actually can use you and want to know more about your painting and your construction business, and you know, want to make some renovations to their house or just paint the house inside, outside, how do they reach you?
My best way to reach me is call me on my cell phone. I'm still a small enough business that I field all the calls. 770-265-0880. Nanette, is that okay to give out that number? I don't want my identity stolen, but I do want some business. you can reach us online at freelandpainting.com. If you'd like to add the www, that's fine too. Most browsers are going to catch it without that, though. So two best ways. Send us an email. Give us some feedback. Let us know what we can do for you, and we're happy to come and take care of it.
And I would think people that you've worked with in the past, references are always wonderful, that you would have a whole bunch of references if anyone needed that.
We do. We have them online. I've got videos, video testimonials online. I've got written testimonials. We've had people that have gone the route of going to Angie's List and saying some nice things, going to Kudzu.com and saying some nice things. If you go to Better Business Bureau, you'll find our A-plus rating, which is hard to get, by the way. You need to be in business at least 7 years.
So you go to the website, you get some referrals, you see some of the work he's done, and hopefully you get to maybe even listen to this interview if it's posted on the website.
Give me a call. I'll tell you how great we are.
That would be Doug Ireland with Freeland Painting and Construction. Doug, thanks so much for your time this morning. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, now moving on Gwinnett Business Radio. Joining us is Marie Fratoni. Marie, you're with Reinvent Yourself Seminars. Tell us all about, I mean, just the name itself sounds very interesting. Tell us about what Reinvent Yourself Seminars, what that's all about and what you do.
Well, I really work as a coach and a trainer and lead seminars that will help people really gain a happy and fulfilling career. So Reinvent Yourself right now is kind of a hot topic, and I've been doing that work for probably about 30 years, but now it seems to be kind of a buzzword, and people are really paying attention to what do I need to do to keep myself happy, productive, working, gainfully employed, and fulfilled.
What person would you say needs to be reinvented, if you will, to use the term?
Sure. Well, I think that in good stead, everybody should be really looking at what they can do to reinvent themselves in their skills, in their person, in their relationships. Maybe it's just a physical transformation. Maybe it's a financial transformation. Most people are really looking initially at their career or their job.
Marie, if I want you to reinvent me or reinvent my group that I want you to talk to, tell me about yourself, because I want to know what makes you what makes you good at this. Why should I be talking to you?
Great. Well, I've reinvented myself a zillion times. I started off way back when as a nursery school and kindergarten teacher and then never looked back. And then over the years, you know, I think we all reinvent ourselves automatically. And if you look back, I think if anybody looks back at their life, they'll see all the different stages, the different careers or jobs that they've been in, that they've automatically just moved from one thing to another. They didn't really call it a reinvention, but if you really look back at it, they really have reinvented themselves. I've successfully reinvented myself in terms of being a teacher, a coach, a consultant, a seminar leader, a social worker, a radio show announcer way back when in the 70s. You know, these are things that we've done, but I did them without even thinking about it. Now, reinvention is a skill where you can really look, choose, pay attention, and say, what would I really want to do to fulfill my heart's desire?
So what are some of the services that you provide? I understand you may do one-on-one coaching, you may do speaking seminars. Talk about all the things that are available.
Sure. Really three things. One is I work as a keynote speaker and speak at a lot of different professional events. I've got several this month going on, as a matter of fact. I certainly work one-to-one because sometimes people will hear a message and then want to have a conversation with me about how could my program really benefit them. So then we end up working one-to-one. And then on occasion, I put together different seminars like I did the other night and assemble a group of people and provide a public seminar for them.
Marie, I think if I'm a small business owner, or I'm someone wanting to kind of achieve more success or take the next step in my own life, in my own business, I think one of the things I'll confess to is sometimes you start with, where do I start? What's the first step? And someone might think, I'm not ready for one-on-one coaching, or that's too expensive, or, you know, is it just a matter of coming and hearing you speak to start, or where should someone start if they're looking to reinvent?
Well, what I always do is they could come and hear me speak if they're in part of those circles. But I always offer a strategic session where we can get together. It's a complimentary session. And I actually do an assessment with that person to really help them identify what's the difference between where they are now and where they want to be and what's going on in between. So then we look at the things, and then I really share with them what I do and then see if that's a match. Many times it's not a match, and that's okay, but the strategic session would probably give them enough value that it would get them on their way to whatever their next step is. And some people would opt to work with me over a 4 to 6 month period of time.
If I'm a small business owner, is this something I can also think not only for myself, but maybe for my employees as well?
It could be. I think that, I'm not a big fan of corporate coaching, I'll be honest. I think it would be great to work with the business owner, because that's where I think they'll get the biggest bang for their buck. I think many times if it's offered to employees, people will give it lip service and say, yes, they know that their boss wants them to do it. So they'll yes me to death, but there's really no oomph behind their program. I've had that experience, so I would stay away.
We always love success stories. People love success stories. And Doug was talking about his big project with Kroger. Do you have a story that you could share with us about someone that you reinvented and maybe the before and after pictures of what happened with them?
Actually, several things come to mind. First, I would say I'm not the one that's reinventing them. I just provide a structure and a framework and really a powerful listening and guidance to really help them, move forward and handle what they need to handle.
Which goes back to being, just someone saying yes, yes, yes. They really have to believe in this and follow the instructions and really want to do it.
Yeah, it's really very simple because there are certain stages of reinvention. We can maybe look at that in a bit. But there's a couple of people. One is there's a colleague of mine that is right now in her 70s. And she worked with me and put together certain things that she wanted to do in several areas of her life. And we did the work. She went on and lived her life. And she took me out to lunch, maybe about 6 months ago, and brought one of the visual presentations of what she created. And she said, I just wanted to show you that everything we worked on is exactly what I have in my life now. We actually did the work maybe a year and a half, going on 2 years ago, but it was in the area of relationship, her work, her finances, her spirituality, and she's my poster child.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really great. I think when people do the work, I mean, it's really very simple, and if they have the structure and they have a support system to be able to do it, then the reinventions are really not very difficult, because most people really do know what they want. but I have some cutting edge tools that I think can really push them over the edge to say, I'm ready now, I'm going.
I think that's real interesting that that was someone that's older in their life as opposed to someone that might be having a midlife crisis in their 40s or I'm sure folks maybe in their 20s, I don't need reinvention. They think they know everything until they finally grow up to their 40s and realize, okay, my life's not going where I want it to go. I probably need a little help here. So it's interesting that there's really your clients can be at any stage of their life.
Yeah. I think that if I were really looking at my target market, if you would, I think it's people that are probably somewhere between, 40 and 70 in that age group. I participate in a lot of the job ministries, the career ministries that are around town, and we're very fortunate to have those in the Atlanta market. And when you go there, there's a certain population that frequents it regularly. And there's people that don't go. And I think one of the things that people look at is that population is not necessarily the most hireable employees. I've had a background as a headhunter. It's one of the things I think that I can bring to the conversation is employers want who employers want. And many of the people that are out of work that need to be reinventing are not that. So it's like then they're at a point where what do I do with my life? I'm not ready to go to pasture. I'm not ready to lay down and die, but I'm a viable human being that's not wanted in corporate America. So the question is, okay, now what? I think I'm probably very good, and people around me would probably say that one of the skills that I bring to the table is helping people cross over from the employment world, an employee consciousness mentality, people that have a job, they've got their feet firmly entrenched in a job, a salary and benefits. And then they might be working on something on the side over here, but really giving them the courage, the confidence, the structure and the program to make that leap fully so that they're really, they can release those 2 feet over here and really do what their heart wants to do.
You mentioned earlier that kind of in your circles, people that come to hear you speak, and then you just mentioned you obviously find some clients through the career ministries. What are some of the other ways you're looking to find clients? What are some of the other target markets you're looking at, some of the maybe markets you haven't entered yet that you're looking to enter?
Well, I think that if I could probably describe myself, I've been working with business women for seems like my whole life. And I seem to be attracting that audience because I participate in a lot of women's events. And then women get to know me and they hire me for a different event. So it's not that I don't work with men. I actually have somebody that I'm working with right now that is not a woman. But I would say that's really my target audience. So speaking engagements are something that I love to do. Radio shows are something that I love to do. I mean, this is a great forum to get your name out and to at least give people a sense of who we are. I participate a lot on social media, whether it's LinkedIn or Facebook. I've made really fantastic relationships that are social media relationships we've never met, but just on Facebook and have had clients. And then sometimes one of the things that I do that really makes it very fun is I lead a seminar once a year, twice if I'm lucky, and we take some people on the road and we go to Italy and we do Reinvent Yourself in Italy. And it's an immersion program that's a week-long course that's wrapped inside of a fabulous vacation where we spend about 2 or 3 hours each day forwarding the conversation of what is reinvention? What do you want to reinvent? Whether it's a health-related issue, maybe it's we've had a couple of people that have come after the loss of a relationship. I have somebody this year who's talking with me and, her life partner died suddenly. And she's coming out to hear me next week and says, I'm really looking at that. So people can actually unplug. The cell phone's not ringing. The iPad's not calling. And the taste of Italy, the wine of Italy, the food of Italy, the beauty of Italy is something that really, I think, provides a backdrop to really create something lovely.
Wow. Well, my extended Italian family, I know would be very interested, so I'd love to talk to you after the show to get more information about that. But just out of curiosity, I think you kind of maybe touched upon it because of the culture and everything, but is, why Italy? But it sounds like that's a big reason. It's just the food, the wine, the culture there. Is that the big reason, Italy is the place to go?
Well, I'm Italian.
I was going to remind you of her last name.
Just wanted to see if that's what she would say.
And I love Italy. And Italy is the number one travel destination in the world. So there's a lot of people that want to go to Italy, and a lot of business owners want to go to Italy, do their R&D, work on themselves, and write it off.
And if you, by the way, on my list here, it says, you know, one of the questions that she wanted me to ask her is why Italy? So I'm just following instructions
okay,
here.
Okay, I'm sorry. And if I guess if you're going to reinvent yourself, like you said, why not do it around great food, great culture, great wine? You know, it's a great place. One thing I wanted to just bring up, you said that you've been, in, at the very beginning, you said you've been doing this for 30 years.
Yeah.
Which means obviously you started at age 8, so congratulations on that. But it hasn't all been, I would assume, as Reinvent Yourself seminars. So talk a little bit about how your road got you to where you are today sitting behind that microphone.
It's really great. That's what I was saying is I've been somebody who's successfully reinvented myself, and I've been through many iterations, but all been in educational service. I've always either been teaching or coaching or counseling in somewhat. And I think... When I actually went to Italy about 5 years ago for the first time and brought a group with me, I had an opportunity. It was just one of those things where I got an invitation and I said yes, and then I said, okay, now what am I going to do? And so then I created it around that yes. And then it was successful, and then the next one was successful, and the next one was successful. And then I think the way the world was working, I mean, if you watch TV, everybody's reinventing themselves, you know. Toyota's got to reinvented this, and this menu is reinvented, and this restaurant's reinvented, and somebody called themselves a new name, and it's the new reinvented. And so it's just a word that's out there, and that's really what I do. I mean, I've been really helping people to go from here to there for many, many years. I mean, I've been a licensed coach since 1987, and, you know, it's just something that I think I've done. And what I've done for probably the past few years is to build the brand of Reinvent Yourself and really study and look at it, what it means to have a different presence out there wrapped around that. Because I think that's what I can bring to the table at this stage of my own game, is I think I can be somebody that can make a difference for somebody else in terms of really providing the fulfillment. And then who's around me, my Marie team, as I call it, those people are available to help people as well, because none of us gets here by ourselves.
We're speaking with Marie Frattoni with Reinvent Yourself Seminars, or as they say in Italy, Marie Frattoni.
Well done.
Good.
Well done.
Yes,
yay.
That's from my Italian side. So I'm really relating to this because my mom's Italian and I grew up in the Italian thing too. So I love all that, even though I have this English last name, but that's my dad's fault.
We always say that there are two kinds of people in the world, people who are Italian and people who want to be Italian.
there
Mike,
you go.
You should reinvent your name to Mike Salmoni or something.
Yeah. So. Or just take my mom's name.
There you go.
Italy. Stages of reinventing yourself. You mentioned that. I know you can do a whole seminar on that, but can you kind of give us maybe the condensed version?
Sure. Three steps: planning, doing, and reviewing and evaluating. You know, it's really the planning stage, I think, is the thing that most people skip. You know, they're fired, they're laid off, they're downsized, whatever it is. And then they react and they take the next thing that's right away because there's that desperate, I've got to do this, I've got to pay my bills, I've got to get whatever I've got to get. And they'll grab whatever they can grab. As a headhunter, I know people call me and say, what have you got? I just need a job. You know, like, well, what do you really want to create? I don't care. I just need a job. I need that paycheck. And so I think, you know, in the planning stage, it's when people, if you don't need to reinvent yourself now is the time to reinvent. Because you can start to dream. You can imagine. You can vision. You can research. You can investigate. You can interview. And then you start to put together the plan. And then in the planning comes then next is the doing, where you can actually start implementing your plan, doing the work, checking it out, getting feedback, doing the work some more, doing the work some more, doing the work some more. And then the evaluating is to really check to see if you're really on track, if you're getting the results that you need to get.
Marie, for those folks that would like to find out more information and are considering maybe reinventing themselves, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, I'll give you my email address, or you can go to reinventyourselfseminars.com, and my email address is mfrattoni, that's F-R-A-T-O-N-I, at bellsouth.net, and you can reach me at 770-480-6839. That's my cell phone, and I do answer my phone, too.
All right. We'll have all this information, of course, on the Business Radio X website under Gwinnett Business Radio, today's show, as well as links to all of the websites involved. Marie, thanks so much for your time this morning.
It's great. And thanks so much for having me as a guest.
I feel like we could just talk forever, so we may have to have Marie come back. Marie Fratoni with Reinvent Yourself Seminars, Doug Ireland with Freeland Painting and Construction, and Nanette Fryman with Legal Shield, our guests today. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio airs brand new live shows every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 o'clock, and that our program can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station. Of course, you can listen to any of our programs anytime 24/7 by logging on to businessradiox.com and then scrolling down to Gwinnett Business Radio. For Stephen Julian, I'm Mike Salmond, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.